calling Times Square New York Pizza and Bagels. Can you please hold?
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Moment. Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Gabe. I was wondering if Sal's around.
Hello?
Yeah, is Sal around? Hello? Can you...
Yes, he is. Just give me one moment. He's actually right.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Sal?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, is this Sal?
No, actually, hold on. He's right next to me. Let me just get him.
Thank you.
No, this is not Sal. Sal's right next to me. He's about to come.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Sal.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Sal.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, Sal speaking.
Hey, Sal, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hey, Sal?
Good, good. Yeah, I hear you. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Gabe with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
I just wanted to follow up with you on our chat about equipment there and see how that's coming along for you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just following up.
Good. So the thing is, there's a... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
So the place that we have in mind is about say the place that we have in mind to open is in Manatee, in Riverside County, and it's about probably be open around maybe in about a year because it's a brand new shopping center. Okay.
Okay.
So I will need funds for to opening the second location and also for equipment. How would we do that?
So I think it might make more sense to wait. Do you need capital now to kind of get that build out going, or are you waiting for things to get closer to being ready at the shopping center?
Well, I'm actually waiting for the shopping center, but the shopping center might be ready in about 6 to 9 months. It's a brand new, huge development, like a huge one. It's like there's going to be anchor stores and there's going to be all kinds of stores, and I would like to have a third location there. And so we're doing really good with our leasing right now. We've never been late even one day. It's ACH, and they've been getting their money on time. And it's the Pawnee leasing, okay?
Right.
Maybe when you help me out to get the equipment going, this time we do it the right way. Last time, with all due respect with Michael, we didn't use the right approach. Anyways, it didn't work out, so we went with somebody else. So this time, if we can do that, you want to use Pawnee, they probably approve us with in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? Because we've been having good record with them for past 2 years, like I said, never even one day late. But the equipment, leasing of the equipment, I don't think it'd be a problem. But for the build out, what kind of what we're looking at? I probably put about at least half of the money myself.
Yeah, how much? How much?
The other half, I would probably need to get a.
Yeah, how much would you be looking for the air? I think we spoke before, maybe $100,000, $200,000.
Yeah,
is that what you maybe be looking to bring on there for the new build-out?
Yeah, but... Yeah. So for build-out, I would say at least $200,000 plus the equipment leasing.
Absolutely. Yeah, when
and
we
the
get
leasing
close
of the equipment be probably maybe around 50 to 80.
Are you looking for, like, stack ovens? What kind of equipment are you looking at?
Yes. I would same thing. I'm looking for a Revention POS system. Okay, that's
okay.
Like around say between 15 to 20,000 because I might be looking for at least three stations because the two stations that we got was about 12,000. So the three station with a little bit extra printers and this and that would be around maybe between 15 to 20,000 for the POS system. Okay.
Right.
And it's called Revention POS, and they're headquartered in Texas. And that's what we currently have. Then I would need at least a good two ovens because this store that we have has one double-deck oven. And I would probably look for two of them. So those are like about 20,000 each. So that's 40,000 for that. And then maybe some, you know, like make table, some, you know, some little things. So I would say around at least 100,000.
Okay.
I'm thinking to put around $500,000 for this new location, but I will put around at least $200,000 of it myself, like cash.
Okay.
And then the rest of it I will finance, like the rest of the build out and the equipment.
Got you. Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely get you some good returning rates, you know, because we do have that relationship established with you already, but. So it sounds like you're looking for the POS, the Revention, three of those, and then the two double stack ovens and some tables and stuff. Yeah, I definitely think we can help you out with your needs there based on your sales at the current location. So
right.
I think we just need to wait till it's a little bit closer to the time there when you're looking to pull the trigger on this stuff. And I'll stay in touch with you periodically, Sal, and stay on top of things can get you. Yeah, definitely. Be there when the time comes around. Get you some great returning rates.
Why don't we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. Why don't you put me on your reminder calendar, and let's touch bases sometimes by end of June.
You got it. I will follow up with you end of June, and we'll talk about the needs there, getting closer to the time when you guys are ready to make some moves.
Yeah, let me give you my phone number. Let me give you my personal cell phone number because when you call sometimes at the store, I'm not here.
Okay.
So let me give you my phone number. You can call me at my phone number, personal phone number.
Yeah, sure.
760-206-8630.
8630. Yeah, I'll reach out with you.
Okay.
I'll reach out to you in June, and we'll touch base then. All right, buddy.
Yes.
All righty, Sal. We'll talk then. You have a nice day. Yeah, you got it. Take care.